De chu train to chop a lama, conjugan tene in cutting chin. Chin yon to hear tapan is some. Do hear tapan it tits on me. Tits on travel ticket. Some. Dor don a round, don't drop a sum your solo, but de jicking chimba inkin. Chimba the chupa chipper curry. Randon drop a samba tan jorva solo, and they and ten jicking papare. Yin don't drop a samba than Jova Sulio, but the Chuba Yang Dabayimbe got Gehi Lan a Tambishani. Ne Chesanje Chusamo he Charisite Te Chang Chun Tamche Rangi in Bando. Yun Tin Tamche Chuva Simchinji in Bando. Tin Nekam Jim Sinje Keta Jaka Tamji Yin the same. Chong the Poka Ranga Lamba and then member Kojumi Song Ya.
That's what I'm going to do.
Tana,
Dagi Dila Nupa Kyal Kyalwe Nupa
Nupa Zupa
Zopa Nasa Kuri Che.
Oh, yeah.
The root text then says, remember everyone's great kindness. Generally, in order to attain enlightenment, one needs to rely on other sentient beings. Otherwise, there's absolutely no way to attain a state of enlightenment. And therefore, one should consider the ones who desire to reach this state of enlightenment should think that the kindness of the Buddhas and the kindness of sentient beings is exactly the same. Because we need both in order to attain enlightenment. So their kindness is exactly the same. Especially since it's the fact that all sentient beings have been our father and mother, and there's not a single one who hasn't been, then they've been incredibly kind to us. And even more than that, the ones who do us harm are the best friends for our accumulating merit and purifying negativity. So they're like an army of good buddies. And they've been incredibly kind to us. And thinking in this way, practice the meditation of taking and sending. Finally, from dogs and insects on up, don't get mad at anyone. Don't get mad even at the tiniest insect. But instead, strive to give them whatever help you can. And if you can't, then think and even say out loud, may this being or may this this being who's doing me harm, may they be completely free of suffering as soon as possible, right away. May they have great happiness. May they reach the state of enlightenment, of Buddhahood. Think that and even say it out loud. And furthermore, from this point on, give rise to the thought that whatever virtuous action I'm doing it for their benefit. It's for them. With regards to gods and demons, actually, the word in Tibetan is Landre. It refers to one being who could be a god if they liked you and a demon if they didn't. So with regard to these types of beings out there, from beginningless time, I've hurt you. And now, this is why you're coming back to hurt me. So I know that. And now, in response, what I'd like to do is give you my flesh and blood. So imagine that this one who's harming you is in front of you, and mentally offer them your own body, and pray that whatever they like out of your flesh and blood, may they revel in it, may they revel in their enjoyment of it. And do this without any hesitation, without any doubt, without any remaining attachment at all to your body. Just give it away completely. And imagine that as these malignant forces are enjoying your flesh and blood, that fills their mind stream with undefiled bliss and causes the two types of bodhicitta, relative and ultimate or genuine, to arise in their mind streams. And furthermore, since it's the case that before we were just kind of lollygagging around without remembering the remedies, and we didn't notice that our kleshas were arising even, now this one who's doing us harm is reminding us, like they're waking us up and saying, look at your situation and all the faults in your mind, all your clinging. And so they are definitely an emanation of my Lama. They are definitely an emanation of the Buddha. They are encouraging me, inspiring me to train in bodhicitta. So I can't imagine any greater kindness than that. And then also, whenever we get sick or we suffer, then we should think, well, if these things never happened to me, then I would just be completely spaced out and distracted, and I would never practice the Dharma. So these things are making me remember the Dharma and practice it. They are the enlightened activity of my Lama and the precious jewels. They are incredibly kind. We should think that without any doubts at all. We should have no doubts that that is the case. In short, if you want to know the difference between what is an ordinary person and a Dharma practitioner, An ordinary person does things for their own benefit. Their motivation is to benefit themselves, and what they do to benefit themselves. Whereas a Dharma practitioner is one whose motivation is to benefit others, and what they do is to benefit others. So that's the difference between an ordinary person and a Dharma practitioner. As Langri Tangpa, who was a master in the Kadampa lineage, as he said, I'm going to teach you the most profound Dharma that I possibly can. So pay attention. Whatever faults they are, they're my fault. Whatever good qualities they are, they're the good qualities of others, my lords, sentient beings. And since this is the essential point, then give all profit and victory to others. Take all loss and defeat upon yourself. There's nothing else to know besides that. Lesson.
Tando, koin na kadin chevar gom.
Remember everyone's great kindness.
Koin na kadin chevar gom.
Remember everyone's great kindness. Remember everyone's great kindness.
Together.
Remember everyone's great kindness. Remember everyone's great kindness. Remember everyone's great kindness.
Tasaje niban chunang kuyir tawa ye toni songo lanmi hisabso.
And so the next section is the second one, which is about how to take adverse circumstances to the path from the perspective of ultimate bodhicitta. And so it reads, regard confusion as the four kayas. Emptiness is the unsurpassable protector. Regard confusion as the four kayas. Emptiness is the unsurpassable protector.
Jir zugda terror is the nama tam jetam. Guam, cheper the geni deam. Malamdo, mitsequam. Chuchen nyanta patardo. Ranga sem trupe nama. Trunangla, trunang medimbala, dembar zomate. Nangyang, dembar. Trupa dorzayam. Demba trupa tardo nanayam. Demba trupa dorzayam. Mebar taje. And then nangzan de kare. Nangzan de zimi jangan yakpe. Nangzan de la gadro meban zimi jangan yakpe. Namati mo tongba chujuko. Namba sarva trupeko. Sartong song don jopa lonju zopeko. Chukalonka truko som yer mesipa ngo ni jukote. Jenga ne som. Tangbur jeva, win neban tarangakba som. Muzong tan trave nganga. Nyambaran jopane. Kukyung otu jidamga. Damga samu. Tabu kocha. Kocha sejete trukpa jana kocha chone. Songjamano bazo kore tena yin tab kocha toni ji songkor dorje tekpa dropa lo songmong kolo sene so na ba mjo songkor kore tena yin de tongba ni ji songkor ji chunang jue be menga lan me ba wo
Generally, all appearances, and especially adverse circumstances, are just like the suffering we experience in a dream when we're burnt by fire or carried away by water. There's no difference. What we cling to the unreal, confused appearances that are projections of our own mind as being real. But although these things appear, there is not the slightest particle in them that actually exists. In this we must develop certainty. And then just rest within the freedom from fixation with regard to these mere appearances, meaning that we don't try to make some things happen or prevent other things from happening, because it's all just mere appearance. Don't try to stop anything, don't try to make anything or contrive anything. Knowing that, then what we know is that the empty essence is the Dharmakaya. The vivid, luminous appearance is the Nirmanakaya. These two in union is the Sambhogakaya. And the undifferentiability of all of these is the svabhavikakaya, or the essence kaya. So the fact that they're undifferentiable in essence is the essence kaya. So those are the four kayas. And resting evenly within the inability to identify any arising, remaining, or ceasing. That is the pith instruction of how to recognize the four kayas. So one can't see any arising, one can't see any remaining, one can't see any ceasing. And within this state, resting within this state, is the pith instruction for recognizing the four kayas. It is the armor of the view, meaning that when you have this view, nothing can hurt you. It is the protection circle of emptiness. This refers to the part of the Vajrayana practice where you imagine that you're surrounded by a protection circle, and when you stay on the inside of that, no harmful thing can come in and get you. Well, the greatest protection of all is emptiness. It is the unsurpassable set of practice instructions that cuts through confused appearance. Lasso?
Lasso?
So now we'll practice a little bit of recitation meditation. regard confused appearances as the four kayas. Emptiness is the unsurpassable protector.
Trunang kugir tawa ye tuni sunwa lanami.
Regard confused appearances as the four kayas. Emptiness is the unsurpassable protector. Regard confused appearances as the four kayas. Emptiness is the unsurpassable protector. Since all appearances are the four kayas, there's absolutely no outer thing that can do any harm. This is why emptiness gives us the greatest protection. So now we'll recite this together. Regard confused appearances as the four kayas. Emptiness is the unsurpassable protector. Regard confused appearances as the four kayas. Emptiness is the unsurpassable protector. Regard confused appearances as the four kayas. Emptiness is the unsurpassable protector. The third section is about the extraordinary practices for taking adversity to the path, and the line of root verse reads, the four applications are the supreme method. And these four applications are the application of accumulating merit, second, the application of confessing negativity, third, giving torma to god demons, and fourth, offering torma to the dakinis and the dharma protectors.
Jini landan cherve sepe tamnam kunjin choi. Tela tangbuni dan deva deva toparindu jang. Uwa dunga kona wande. De dunga ji jo dekwa pong. Deve deji ji jo so so hikwe. Darndu we tenra wo dare.
Da dikapra.
Da temba. Da hakozong.
Hakozong. Dembe temba.
Da temba.
Turn
deva. Da temba. Da hako.
Hakozong. Yine and digi dun dagi dun da de hakozong.
De danda wore. Da temba.
Lasa.
Da tenya yuwa. Kukwa tsola da tenge duwa.
Lare.
Zumo tenge duwa. Te da.
Lasa.
Dokpe tetara savo nyambe. Lama koin cho la chopapor. Genden la nyen korupse. Jungbo de la torma tam. Yeya marme ta sa sa. Sakurso luna yeisom je cho. Chokso chenropsa. Chenropta. Jamro simji chepar yinla dumbata mera la mbezorsa. Da nawa leng na nawar singe labdusor. De redon goberson devi. Nana leg de nava yapu yina navar singe labdusor. Nava suba leng na super singe labdusor. Hiva leng na hivar singe labdusor hi. Redon goberson va dapo.
Maso, tu dice. So when we have these four, we have the greatest of all methods for taking adverse conditions to the path. The first one is begins with the reflection that what I really want is to be happy. But all I get is suffering. The cause of suffering is negativity, so I should abandon that. Negative action, I should abandon that. And this is a sign that I should, that what I should do is accumulate the cause of happiness and comfort, which is to gather the accumulation of merit. Thinking like that, make offerings to the Lama and the three precious jewels. Offer your services to the Sangha. Offer torma to demons. However much virtue, however much of the accumulation of merit you can accumulate, including offering butter lamps or tsatsa or prostrations or making circumambulations. In short, whatever you can do with your body, speech, and mind, do it. Go for refuge. Give rise to bodhicitta. Especially concentrate on the seven branch prayer and offering the mandala. And make the prayers to be free of hope and fear. So these prayers are to pray, If it's better that I get sick, then let me get sick. If it's better that I get well, then bless me so that I can get well. If it's better that I die, then please bless me so that I die. That's how we should pray.
Mana na dekpa chembo sokpa sokpa njola. Nana dekpa te se matope chu temba yino nana yagre.
Nasa. We pray like this because in order to get rid of abandon, hope, and fear, because for example, if we don't get sick and then what happens when we're healthy is we just run around committing all kinds of negative actions, but then if we get sick, then we remember the Dharma, then it's much better to get sick. And then it might also be possible that if we get well, we'll be able to go and do lots of virtuous things like build stupas and temples, but if we don't get well, then we can't do that. Then it would be better to get well. We can always practice mental virtue. We can always meditate, for example, on taking and sending, but in order to practice virtue with the body, then you need to be able to get up and go and do it. If someone, then it might be good to die if someone is committing a lot of negative actions, then it's better for them to die so they can stop doing that. And so this prayer that we be free from hope and fear is very important. So we should practice a little analytical meditation and recitation meditation together. Regard confused appearances as the four kayas. Emptiness is the unsurpassable protector. Regard confused appearances as the four kayas. Emptiness is the unsurpassable protector. Regard confused appearances as the four kayas. Emptiness is the unsurpassable protector.
Okay.
Together. Regard confused appearances as the four kayas. Emptiness is the unsurpassable protector. Regard confused appearances as the four
da nava lena navar sinji labdo so suba lena subar sinji labdo so cheva lena chevar sinji labdo so
tene jorwa ji gitawa
kavando duge
nadu jorwa shi den top git tab git cho
ne laso so noya jorwa yeten tab jin cho.
The four applications are the supreme method. 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 The four applications are the supreme method.
Da nava lingna navar sinji labdoso. Suba lingna super sinji labdoso. Heva lingna hevar sinji labdoso.
If it's better that I'm sick, please bless me so that I get sick. If it's better that I'm well, please bless me so that I get well. If it's better that I die, please bless me so that I die.
Bejin, Redongo Beson Deb Seba Nimbo Kundu Jupe Top Yipo Tetu Sansa Tetu Longsa Yap
Tetu Sena
Telemba Yaputim
Nasa. Then a dear go druk Ming San Lavi to druk Lagimindo Shagimindo
Red to go to Jesus Hit
Nasa. So the second application is that of confession of negative actions. And it says that our thought, our considerations, the primary consideration should be the same as before, which is talking about how it is that we want only to be happy, and we realize that the cause of we haven't been accumulating the cause of happiness, and that the cause of unhappiness is non-virtue. So with that thought again in mind, then we should place our reliance on what are called the four powers. So the first one is called the power of repudiation. And this means that we feel regret at the negative actions we've performed in the past. And then the second is the power of turning away from faults, which means that from this point on, even if it comes down to my life, I'm never going to do this again, this negative action again. Then there is what is called the third, which is the power of reliance, which means that we go for refuge to the precious jewels and give rise to bodhicitta. And then finally, there is the power of full engagement with remedies, which means that we meditate on emptiness, we recite special mantras that are designed, that are special in that they're especially for the confession of negativity, and so forth. We rely on what are called the six doors of remedies, and again make the aspiration prayers that we will be free of all hope and fear. Maso?
Tāsumbā lāndē lā tōnmā jīmbā nēm. Chūchōng lā tōnmā bōr. Tōnmā bōr tē chū drūpēn gārchīn hīwā tāng. Mantēn bī tsō hīwā tāng. Chū drūpēn tūnchīn drūpēn tēnē chōr. Chēpār kōng mū tār.
Ndē jīk. Ndē sumbā.
Sumbā.
Ndē jē lā tōnmā.
Sumba nor nuzi le tonma jemba ne nuzi jelande namde che jengar da gelencha nya do sinjeng pulun chewar seba hindu kadein che tarong da lakbar je du so me par chigo simjin dunga je dunga mundo ba simjin tamje je dunga mundo ba Ne dang, so dang. Ne sur...
Sursa.
Sursa jikaliko.
Maso.
Doba. Ne sur... Ne sur cha... Nyonga. Sursa jite yang, ti nemba jikamere.
Maso.
Cha se jite ti nemba la cha go jong sere.
Cha go.
Cha go, ti nemba.
Maso.
Sortam cha nyam ngawa jikra chenpo tam che dal member zedu sor simchin dunga simchin tam che dunga dan trawar zu che chin tne chor tetar si munu na torma tang sam ningje tonlin gona ne lade ne ne zi chi na lan char tang ne kap tang yoyin do kang penpa sa ye Ne chu je parche mazi je je kago. Rinpa nindu ka?
Maso.
Ya.
Tene lencha nyaktu chin sana. Kegi nga dagi lencha nyaktu chin.
Lencha sana ma che ke pulon chenpo.
Maso.
Dollar bom je pulon yo na. Tene dakpo te... Lepte tanga pulon teko se.
Maso.
Te mene cheran te kalekha puso gein se. No te le lencha nyavare.
Maso.
Pulon nyavare.
Maso.
Kewa ngama ngarangka dukya sabat te lencha nyavare cheran lepso nga.
Maso. Tine lakpa dzay se na mepa.
Mepa so shore.
Maso.
Lencha nyavare sinjeng pulon che wakadein che tarongya nga lakpa dzay to so. Da lakpa dzay to so. Cheran lakya mepa so.
Maso. Tene tinle chol sena chol
tinjor se che te labzare much a mammal than all tacherans of pay, Zabza chick or drabble tachy was a lavurawa,
mother,
then drabble a chore signal. Tinjorse Tinjorse, Tinjor Labza Nakcha
Da Kalop
Kalop Pachi Perseba. Because of Lobra and Ron and Lobra Yabos is Labza Javer.
Lare?
A tenda house.
Lassa?
Yeah.
Lassa? So then the third application is offering torma, or not offering, but giving, to make a distinction. Giving out of generosity torma to the malicious spirits and the ones who harm us. Basically, anything that harms us, we give them some torma. And we say, you are incredibly kind because you've reminded me of this huge karmic debt that I owe you. So when someone harms us, it's because in the past we've done harm to them. So it's like they are now coming to collect on this debt which we owe them. So thank you very much. That's great. Now, won't you please destroy me? Won't you please just completely obliviate me? Just send me into nothingness. Won't you please help me? What I'd really like to have happen is that all the suffering of all sentient beings, everything they don't like, their sickness, their difficulty, their pain, their anxiety, all their troubles, will you please help me so that it ripens on me? Please do like that. While you're at it, please make it so that all sentient beings will then be free from suffering. So do a good job at that, won't you? At all these things. And if a person is not able to pray like that, that these malicious spirits will just completely wipe them out and do all these other things, then give the torma, practice the taking and sending meditation by first developing loving kindness and compassion and then practicing it. And then think about these spirits and say, the best thing I can do to help you is this practice of taking and sending and loving kindness and compassion. And I'm really doing it as all I can, and I'm doing the best I can to help you, so therefore please don't make any obstacles for me in my Dharma practice. So that's like the step down level of meditation, but it's also acceptable to do it that way.
De tatar te carrere sena de tangi kirana neva zona rana neva zo topati zo guba do zo topati jeva nama ranga pa consola neva jere
maso
telete de zo gogo zo togodo
maso
jeva nama neva zo mena zo neva zo mare zo togomare
maso. The point here is when we pray for these evil spirits to kill us, basically, is based on the understanding that if they are able to do that, it's again only because of something bad we did to them. Otherwise, they could do us no harm. So if there's no karmic debt there, then they're not going to be able to do anything. If there is a karmic debt, then let it come to its fruition now.
Lande ke lana tane lande la torma janya torma tanya jeba ya ke lokso yo
masa. If this all is predicated upon whether or not we're following a tradition that believes that there are these evil spirits, believes that there are deities and demons. Generally, if you believe that there are some type of things out there that can help you, then you also have to believe that there are things out there that can hurt you too. And so you offer them both torment. On the other hand, if you don't believe that there's anything out there, any forces in the universe that can be of benefit to you, then you have no reason to believe that there's something out there that can hurt you either, because why would there be something that can hurt you but nothing that could help you? That kind of belief would be stupid. On the other hand, you can just believe that there's absolutely nothing out there. There are no helpful spirits, there are no harmful ones, but then if you have a dream one night of being hurt by evil demons, then it makes it difficult for you to continue to deny that they exist. There are, in fact, a lot of people who don't believe that there are any such things as gods or demons, but they really don't have any good reason for, they don't have any evidence that there aren't any. It's just evidence of their doubt that they say like that. The fourth one is the offering of the torma to the Dharma protectors. In offering this torma, we supplicate them that they will pacify all adverse conditions to the practice of Dharma and will bring about all harmonious conditions for its practice. And especially, as was explained before, we supplicate them, we make this offering of the torma, and then we pray to them with the prayer that puts a stop to all hope and fear, saying, we pray to them, saying, the way I want to be protected is that if it's better that I'm sick, let me get sick. If it's better that I'm well, let me be well. If it's better that I die, then let me die. Like that.
Jin lower wa land loma sir. Lower ji jing ne ba land loma sir. Mama me ba lower de jing yin song na. De land loma sir. Thar la kaan to gom de jar hi pe. Lower de lula na tha. Don dan gek ji na ba. Nyong mong ba. Kong tro trak po jie de. Dene yin lan trokwa jam na. Dene lower ji jing ne re rang la. Soam Yang Yela Yela Mundo bet seba Tona Mundo bet sejit and never separate.
Mazo
Tona Tony Kona Sawa Nyabata. Then it only Jimmy Quasajer Geva so rang samjor lipa kuna. Geva drapa la so parang sambata jorva nyamni lipa ta yambo kuna. Simchin tamche deve changche. Chi lakbe chuja sawala. Nangi rangin jin jog nova jorje nyabata. Yang rang debo yabata. Chibo sona. Degin the jarte. Rana deje jona semjin yenda landele lakba deje yonko samu. Kate namdo nemba jiba rana namdo nemba lokta teton lasoba jibam. Rawang meba wami do sawang emba lanjokuba somna. Rawang meba wami do sawang emba lega nemba sekuba somna. Semjin tamjeje namdo nembam. Sawang emba lega nemba tamje dage. Lega ngayban dala dvipara chorche nyamdo sam. Te ranga lovarache sava ngayban lanjupa te yang chosunjoga. Dor dana sava nyarva nrova nchakpa so. Choylaan che si chan kande se na yang. Yen pin yin la penpe sambe sempar se na. Tharla chin zang ni kang thok chan. Lovchonga gong konar jangvara savo.
The Tsawa Chala Kangtuk Gomdujar. Nasa. And then in order to take unexpected conditions to the path, the root verse says, immediately join whatever you meet with meditation. So when all of a sudden we are afflicted by sickness or malignant spirits or kleshas, mental afflictions, or when we see that others are harmed by things which they don't want to come into contact with, then practice taking and sending right away. And in all, when whatever, with regard to whatever virtuous action we might perform, whether it just be a thought or an actual action, then think, may all sentient beings easily and naturally be able to engage in Dharma practice that is even better than what I'm doing. May they do better than me. And the same thing when we feel happy or we're in a good situation. So when things are going good, then pray that all sentient beings may easily and naturally have even greater happiness than we are experiencing now. But if it should happen that a bad thought arises or losing control of ourselves to someone else, losing independence, we have to, somebody forces us to do something that's bad, then what we should think is, may all of the bad thoughts and negative actions of all sentient beings be condensed into this one bad thought I'm having or this one bad action that I have to do. And in that way, our own negative thoughts or negative actions which we unexpectedly have to commit also turn into a great accumulation of merit. In short, whether you're eating or sleeping, going or staying, whatever it is that you're doing, envelop it with altruism, with the desire to be of benefit to others. And whatever conditions you may unexpectedly experience, whether they be good ones or bad ones, whatever you meet with, immediately join them only with the meditations of mind training. Maso?
Tala kanto gomda jar.
Immediately join whatever you meet with, I'm sorry, immediately join whatever you meet with meditation.
Tala kanto gomla jar.
Immediately join whatever you meet with meditation.
Tala kanto gom tojare.
Immediately join whatever you meet with meditation. Immediately join whatever you meet with meditation. Immediately join whatever you meet with meditation. Immediately join whatever you meet with meditation.
Ta lo jon ten dei ma che pe ten tin den ye ba na ni ta som che ta ni ye ba le ye ba che che ke ten tin den je na ni don ye ba che che ke nyam ni de te ten ba la che der che dar sa wa che kar che dar sa wa ni ni le tam bu che der che dar sa wa la me nga nyin bun dor de ba tong wa ta ta ja wa sa chi sa wa song.
And now we've reached the fourth of the 7 points of mind training, which are the teachings on how to sum up the practices we need throughout our whole life, in any situation in life. So these are summarized into two categories. The first is what to do when you're alive, and the second is what to do when you're about to die. And so the first one, what to do when you're alive, is summarized in these two lines of root verse. So it says, the essential point of these instructions is to practice with the five powers.
Tambe chu yang dakpar nyamsu lempe mena sabgote samunam. Sabgo chikdir to nyamsu chikdir nyamni nenga tamjin dordana. Chikdir dāngwā nēngā tam jīn dōr dōna tō ngā tē. Tāngbōm pēngbē tōp nē. Pēngbē tōp sē tēng, pēngbē tōp tāng. Sam nōng tāng tōr kūnōng rē. Tūn dēne zōng dē sāng jē jē gōmbā mā tōp jē pār tāng sē tā rīng kū. Chē pār cēn dēne mā hē pār tāng, pār tōm pēngbā jīg tōng. Gū sō lō ndē tāng dāwān dē, dē yē pār tōng ngē gē jūr yāgō sē gē yī sam jū tēne. Yangu tereng ne sangha pardo me sanchuk je sem kunzob sanchuk je sem dan tuandang sanchuk je sem ni dan teni mandarwa sawo hi lo yin penpa trakpo tang ten penpa toga ya
maso
yunyong si jone ya
maso. So the first is the power of impetus, which refers to our motivation. So what we should think is that from this point forward, all the way until I attain enlightenment, especially from this point forward until the time I die, And and even what we should concentrate even more on than that is especially this year, this month, and even more especially than that, especially today, from today until tomorrow, may I never be apart from the two types of bodhicitta. And in this way, we should develop an incredibly strong impetus, an incredibly strong motivation in our mind, and let that carry us forward. Maso?
Dene nama dongde se chete tatar je nama nansi ji khyadu yare te kapsa yabu zoya dare nama dongde se gato.
Maso?
Rangke dongla nama kande ikhyadu na yang tetan deva kapsa nyamin zoa.
Maso?
Dere?
Maso?
Nyamsa laya mune te tatar je nama.
Maso?
Depa nga tsa maungpa
Maso?
Tata mato yoma.
Maso?
Tata nang zanthi.
Maso? So there's an expression which says, practice with what's in front of your face. So what this means is that the past is gone. The future is not here. What we have to work with is right here in front of our face, with this set of appearances. So that's what we should focus on.
Neba gombe tomne, tob yele tato neba gombe tomne, tula mum, yana geva deba, gede kaya maimba loma tinge sawa, take hila joking dog jam, karasena, tenhi je take his own, take his, say you de, temba tembo take, take his own. Sanjok je sem ni, kunzo sanjok je sem data, and dan sanjok je sem ni. Mandra same the mother was young the young the young donna gager just so young in just so so was Sancho similar lapa. Yeah,
the second is power of becoming accustomed to it. Growing familiar with it. What this is explained to be is that whatever we're doing on the path of conduct, whether we're practicing virtue or negativity or something neutral, whatever we're doing, then do it with mindfulness. Do it with a stable mindfulness which is never free from the two kinds of bodhicitta, and train in this again and again. In short, train in the root of all virtue, all virtuous activity, which is bodhicitta.
Sumba karpi saun jitome karpo gavelela saun gogodo saun jitome Sancho jesem kipatang privetun do chedo gava la choki meba choki miseta tegatan jindigota drop gogo misame chokire choki meba lutang ada yisom je gava la tado bumavo
bumwasen
Bongwan bechar sepa.
Maso.
Bong se geva mangbu dhomna, teni geva chenpa yungarwa.
Maso.
Pekha sangin se pekha mangbu saante, te yuma mangbu yungarwa.
Maso. Pungbo zowa.
Pungbo zowa zowa. Pong yagindu.
The third is the power of virtuous seeds. Which means basically that when practicing the virtue for the purpose of causing bodhicitta to arise and increase, never be content with what you've done. Never think, oh, I've done enough good today. That's it. Can take a break. But be greedy.
Be greedy.
In regard to virtue. Always be greedy. Always try to get as much of it as you possibly can. With body, speech, and mind. The fourth is the power of repudiation, which Rinpoche says here means something like being fed up. When the thought that thinks that I am important arises, then what we should think is, from beginningless time up until now, because of you, I've wandered in samsara. Because of you, I've suffered so much. It's all your fault. And also, everything bad I've ever done in this lifetime, and all of my suffering, is because of you. So I don't want to hang out with you anymore. Whatever I can do to destroy you, I'm going to do it. Whatever I can do to get rid of you, I'm going to do it. I'm going to boot you the hell out of here. I'm going to throw you very, very far away, you miserable thought of ego clinging.
Kunzob san sin da tundan san sin namba ni mlam to ya mji chen temba kong ni kong do pervari ko che chi ne ba che song yang Sanchok sem de draws on chimney over Georgie, here Takbani Dubjin. Gave a tamjit de tondo, Moversau.
And the fifth one is the power of aspiration prayers. After, at the end of whatever virtuous practice we might be doing, then we should make the general aspiration prayer that we develop the ability to single-handedly lead all sentient beings to the state of Buddhahood. And especially we should pray that from this point on, until we attain enlightenment, that even in dreams may we not forget the two aspects of precious bodhicitta, and may they increase and increase. May we have the ability to make all adverse circumstances, whatever might happen, into the friends of bodhicitta. And pray with this, pray like this wholeheartedly, without any reservation. Dedicate all virtuous activity to this result. So now let's make the aspiration prayer for all sentient beings with whom we have a good or bad connection. All you sentient beings I have a good or bad connection with, as soon as you have left this confused dimension, may you be born in the West in Sukhavati. And once you're born there, complete the bhumis and the pans. All you sentient beings I have a good or bad connection with, as soon as you have left this confused dimension, may you be born in the West in Sukhavati. And once you're born there, complete the bhumis and the paths. All you sentient beings I have a good or bad connection with, as soon as you have left this confused dimension, may you be born in the West in Sukhavati. And once you're born there, complete the bhumis and the paths. Sonam Mimjur Hanbo, Kuye Tashi Sho, Yena Trucha, Sungi Tashi, Tadra Dreme, Tuki Tashi Sho, Galwe Kusum Tuki Tashi Sho, Nende Nimo Delek, Tendelek, Nime Kunyang Delek, Nintin Tatu Delek Pa, Kujo Sungi Tashi Sho.